Welcome to the Productive Cute Podcast. This show is all about empowering you with biblical principles and practical resources to help you overcome being unproductive so you can produce in the area of your passion. Now your host, Quamon Fowler.
What's going on? This is Quamon Fowler coming back to you with Productive Q Podcast. And this is episode 29, part two of how to make what you need to do a reality. And here I kind of go into the four levels of competence, because I think that's very important to understand when you start going into learning a new field, or you want to bring a particular idea to pass. You really have to know the processes that we all go through once we start working on something or learning something, you know. So here it is, and I hope you enjoy. I also wanted to talk about the whole idea when you are competent. So think about this, and this is what you can think about too. When you want to make what you need to do a priority, or so that it can become your reality. Now think about this process when we think about stuff that we want to do. Like, we can sit here and think, okay, I want to be financially free. You know, I want to be in a place where I don't have to work jobs I don't like. I want to be in a place where I can be with my family. We can travel together. We can do whatever we want to do whenever we want to do it. So that's a great idea. Everybody wants that, I would imagine, you know. So the question is, how are you going to get there? Because right now at this particular time, you might be working a job that you don't like, or maybe it's cool, but your time is like 9-10 hours delegated to doing that job. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it is what it is. We have to work because we have to pay bills. Everything costs money. This microphone costs money. The computer costs money. My saxophones, you know, cost money. The reeds cost money. Everything costs money. So I got to get a return on my investment of time. So we have to work so we can get money to pay for the stuff that we need to do to continue to feed our family and things like that. So of course it is what it is. So, but what I want to say, what I'm saying is, take an assessment. Like, okay, I'm at this point. I know 10 hours, because I say 10 hours because it's 8 hours that you're working. And then usually it takes an hour if you, depending on where you are in terms of getting ready and traveling to the destination. So maybe just depends, but let's say like 10 hours is gone that you're working a job. Then of course 8 hours we're supposed to be asleep, so that's 18 hours, you know. So it's 24 hours in the day, and so that only leaves you with what, six? You got 6 hours left. And so what you gonna be doing with that 6 hours? And so you think about it, you know, if you want to get to where you would like to be in terms of financial freedom, okay, what am I gonna do with the 6 hours of leisure time? And then we didn't even factor in the time, if you have a family, married, you got to spend time with your significant other, and you know, eat and fellowship, and then that might cut out 2 more hours. And you got 4 hours left. What you gonna do at that time? So now it's a few different things that you can do, and I can. This plays right into the four levels of competence. So this is where education comes into place, right? This is like what I was saying. You might be roaming around on YouTube. You stumble across something that you like. You watch them. You subscribe to their channel, and you learning. So when you're not working, and you just killing time or using your leisure time to learn, you watching these videos, right? But at that point, you're probably at the first level of competence, whatever that field is is you don't know what you don't know. So that is called unconsciously incompetent. So I talked with someone the other day, and I'd asked them, had they ever thought about, you know, getting into real estate? And it's like, really, I never thought about it. I didn't think about it until I watched your or listened to your podcast, you know. And so he was at that point where he's unconsciously incompetent. He doesn't even know what he don't know and understand about real estate. You know, that was a point when I was at that point too. That's why I started studying and learning. And even with music, you know, people want to learn how to play jazz, and they don't know what they don't know. And so that's why they watch and subscribe to YouTube videos to learn from these certain creators, so they can learn what they need to do to even begin to practice on the right thing. And so basically you move from the first level to the second level. The second level is consciously incompetent. Now at that level, you know, you are aware of the stuff that you don't know how to do. So you've educated yourself and you've moved to that second level, which is consciously incompetent. So what happens at that point, you buy the material that you need. You might subscribe to some channels or buy a book or get some get access to some training videos, or you would get some private lessons and stuff like that, because you're educating yourself with your leisure time, your 4 hours, and then you're practicing if you can, or you're reading and watching those videos and stuff like that, educating yourself. This is the process we all go through. And then at some point you can move to that third level, which is consciously competent. So then at that point, that's basically you are aware of what you're doing. You have knowledge of how to do this particular thing. And of course, I went through that process within music. I went through that process with real estate to a certain degree, certain things that I know how to do. I'm a landlord now. I know, you know, how to purchase property, and I know, you know, how to, you know, assess the property to see what I need to fix on it, to tell, even before purchasing the property, I know I have a system to go through of what I do in order to know if it's a good property to invest in, you know. And I use certain websites and tools and stuff like that to get all that information. So I'm consciously competent on that level, right? Okay, it's still so much to learn. It's a bunch to learn in it. And the same thing with music. You know, I learned songs. I transcribed melodies and solos and things like that, put it in different keys. I just expanded my vocabulary by doing the transcribing, playing on gigs, recording, and listening to myself over the years. So I was consciously competent. You know, I made myself consciously competent through my practice, right? So from doing that, you keep doing it over the years, and then you go to that fourth level, which is unconsciously competent. And basically that's where you're not even aware of all the stuff that you just know how to do now. You just do it without thinking about it. And so at that level, it's like, it's just what they say, second nature. You know, it's just second nature. But it's a process to get to that point. And so we're still talking about 4 hours, right? This is not stuff you do overnight. I'm saying 4 hours because I'm just drawing conclusion. If you're working, and if you have, everybody got to sleep. And then if you have, you know, family, if you got stuff that's eating up your time, or, you know, or time that you have to put towards certain things right now at this particular time, then the time that you have, then you know you got to go through these different levels of competence until you're able to get to the fourth level, where you can just float through it, flow, you know. But there's always a learning curve, and it takes some time, you know, but you got to be consistent every day. All right. So now I wanted to tell you, to encourage you too, when you start this process of learning and pursuing your things that you need to do so that they can become a reality. I heard this analogy when I was in college, and this was when I was going to a church in Baton Rouge, and this was a guest preacher, I remember, and he was talking about if God is the beginning, he's the Alpha and he's the Omega, he's the beginning of the end. So he went on one side of the church, you know, because he was on the floor. So he went to the left side, and he said, if God is at the beginning, then he ran to the other side, to the right side, and he said, and he's at the end, and then he ran back to the other side. He's like, and if he's telling you in the beginning to go on, and then he ran back to the other side, and he said, and then at the end, he's telling you to come on. Then he went to the middle. He said, then what you worried about, what's in the middle for? Because you looking back, and he's saying, go on, and you look forward, and he's saying, come on, then you don't have to worry about nothing in the middle. And that really stuck with me. And that really has pushed me and inspired me to keep on doing what I'm doing. Because, you know, we can get distracted by our peers, sometimes your family, and people who really don't believe in what you're doing, or they can't see how it's going to happen through you, but just because they grew up with you or they've been around you, sometimes their perspective of you can be so stale that it can kind of pull you back, you know, if you don't cut the cord and get away from them, or change friends, or change fellowship, you know, or change your focus. You know, people can keep you stagnant. That's why it's very important to be around like-minded people. You want to be around like-minded believers too, as a Christian, you know, because it's, especially on social media, it's so much mess and gossip and noise. YouTube, I mean, it's so much junk out there. But if you keep focused on the right thing, and when I say the right thing, first of all, it has to be a personal thing. You know, what is your goal? What do you want? You know, and then you submit that to the Lord. And it's another scripture that says, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts will be established. Also, another scripture, if you take a delight in the Lord, he'll give you the desires of your heart. I remember these scriptures. These are scriptures that I posted up on my wall when I was in Lubbock. And, you know, I looked at that stuff every day. I prayed it. I had these habits from as a teenager. And so it really transformed me into who I am. You know, every day I was challenging myself to be who God wanted me to be. And of course, I got caught up in sin and stuff like that, being young and, you know, being in situations where you've not experienced certain things. So you'll do certain things, just want to try it, and then you end up learning that God's way was the best way anyway. And so you end up going right back to him. You know, we all do that. But that's what I'm saying. If you have the right influences around you and you're focusing on getting to the end, your expected end, you'll get there a whole lot faster. The devil is all about slowing you down so that you don't fulfill God's will for your life, or gets you totally off track where you don't even realize what it is that you're supposed to be doing. You don't know your purpose, but your confidence is going to come through the word of God. And so that's why it's important to wake up with the word, pray the word, and go on executing, doing the things that you really want to do, that you need to do, so that those things can become your reality. Because if you're not prioritizing these things on a daily basis, you're not going to have it. You're going to stay stuck in where you are. You're not going to be able to ever get to the promised land. And even think about that illustration with the Israelites when Moses was trying to get them to the promised land. They kept on doubting and losing faith, and they wanted to go back to the place of bondage just because they just couldn't keep their mind right. It ended up turning into a longer trip because their faith, and I believe their grandkids were the ones that ended up making it into the promised land, but it was supposed to be for them, you know. And you just think about today, we got so many distractions. You know, we can't think about God 2 minutes because a text message will come through, or email will come through, or a tweet or Instagram message or Facebook message. You know, we get these little pings and the 2, the 5 that pops up. Okay, let me see who said what. And we're skimming through stuff, and our ideas are like moving so fast. You know, it's like that dopamine, you know, that release that we get from a new message coming in. When we wake up in the morning, okay, what's happening? But the thing about it, you're losing sight of the promises and the things that you wanted to do. You said that you would like to be at this particular point by 30, or you want to be doing this by 40. You know, you want your kids to have this by the time that they are teenagers or whatever. You wanted a certain amount of money saved up so that you could do this and that, but you hadn't hit those goals because you've been distracted. You've allowed social media to just consume you, other people talking about other folk. You let that consume you, and you wasted all your time just looking at foolishness, you know, and because of that, that's where you are. You're stuck because you allow distractions to keep you from moving forward. And now here it is about to be 2020, a whole decade, you know, and you still stuck. I don't want to be that way. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be that way. I'm not going to be that way. And that's why I wanted to create this video to really, this podcast to really encourage you to move forward so that you can actually complete the things that is on your heart that God has put in your spirit in terms of how you need to be operating so that you could be a blessing to your family, to your community, to the church, or whatever it is that you aspire to be and do. You know what I'm saying? So that's pretty much it. That's all I wanted to share. The whole idea, just the takeaway, you know, you want to write stuff down, write it down, assess where you are right now, and just know for the things that you want to do, it's a process. It's a process. You got to use the time that you have and chip away at it daily, and just continue to write stuff down or record yourself. And if you need some help, you know, you could journal and you could share it, and that'll keep you accountable to you continuing to move forward. Of course, you know, you're going to have to go through the learning curve, the 4 levels of competence. You're going to have to go through that. And, you know, but if you keep doing it, keep pursuing the actual things that you need to do, then sooner or later, it's going to become your reality. It's going to become your reality. And so pray, seek the Lord, and keep focused. Might have to change some friends. You might have to tell some people, you know, you can't hang out with them, or you talk to them later, you know, so you can get that hour in or whatever, 2 hours of learning and listening, reading. You know, one of the things I do is I get audiobooks. I get audiobooks. I listen to podcasts. And so when I bathe, you know, I'm listening. And when I'm commuting to work or going somewhere, I'm listening, because I need to educate myself, because I know that I need to learn so that I can be competent in that area that I'm trying to be better at. So always be learning and always be challenging yourself to so that your mindset can update and be renewed. Okay, So that's it for this episode of Productive Q. Make sure you follow me on Instagram. It's Quamon Fowler. That's Quamon Fowler. And here, the YouTube channel is Texas Tenor. That's TEXAS10ER. If you are a musician, a jazz musician, or you wanted to learn how to play jazz, you can go and check out the YouTube channel Jazz Web Shed, JazzWebShed. And also follow me on Facebook as well. Just look for Quamon Fowler, musician educator. My personal page is maxed out usually, so just follow the page there on Facebook. And QuamonFowler.com is the website where you can go and get on the email list and check out what's happening. So thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate your feedback. If you leave a comment, I will definitely see it, and I'll reply back. And just thank you for the love. Share it if it's inspired you and it's something that you want to share with someone else. Go ahead and share it. And I appreciate you for listening again. And we'll see you. Go out there, write it down, make it happen, be consistent every day, knock it out, so that you can walk in the fullness of who you are and who you're supposed to be. Okay, so that's it. We will see you next time. Peace.
You've been listening to the Productive Q Podcast, where we help you to overcome being unproductive so you can produce in the area of your passion. If you really enjoy this podcast and you would like to support it with a financial gift, go to bit.ly/supportPQ. That's bit.ly/supportPQ. Your financial support will help in the production of future programs. Thank you so much for listening.